You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
Okay, hi everybody. My name is Mary Beth. I'm glad to be here. This is a picture of me years ago before program. And thank you for putting it up there, Michelle. I appreciate that. And, I really felt really, really, at that particular time, I felt really pretty. I felt really beautiful and really like, okay, you know. And I was with a group of women that were all, we were all quite a bit overweight. And so I guess it was just, it was okay. You know, it's sort of like, I didn't feel, most of my life when I've been at a high weight, I felt very ostracized and very uncomfortable. But at that particular time, I felt kind of comfortable with my size, because my fellows were all about my size too. So it's sort of interesting how those things go when you're surrounded with your peer group and you're all kind of the same, then you feel differently. So anyway, my story is one that I love and adore the spiritual principles of the program. Before I get into that, I just want to thank Deidre for asking me to speak. That I always feel it's a good idea to speak when you're asked, if you can do it at all possible, because it really formulates for me, it formulates in my mind what's important in my program at this time. It kind of's like, okay, things have happened in the past, things are going to happen in the future, but it kind of focuses on my abstinence, my self-love, my self-care, my service, my abstinence at this particular moment, because this is the time I'm going to share. So it's a real plus to go ahead and for me to be asked, and I enjoy being asked. And so I'm glad I could fulfill that form of service. I don't know if we have any newcomers. I don't think we do. But if we did have any newcomers, I'd like to welcome you to our Overeaters Anonymous, and I would suggest, just a suggestion, that you come to 6 meetings, in-person meetings, Zoom meetings, whatever meetings you can get to that work for you, and check it out and make sure and see if Overeaters Anonymous is for you. I have a feeling, and listening to people's shares over the years, I got the feeling that some people come to one meeting and then they say, that's not for me. But I think in order to give ourselves a little bit more time and a little bit open, keep an open mind, go to 6 meetings is a better idea. So you could get a feel for different meetings, because they have different form and a different focus in the different meetings. So that's just my spiel to the newcomers, but I don't think we have any. But anyway, I gave it anyway. So let's see, my statistics. I came in the fall of... I came to Overeaters Anonymous before there was HOW, in the fall of 1973. I came with a friend, and I had read in a newspaper about our program, and I mentioned this before, in the Ann Landers column, and she talked about Overeaters Anonymous, because I knew I had a problem with food. That was obvious. I had this problem with food. But I didn't know there was any kind of a solution. I knew about AA and I knew about alcohol addiction. And this, I guess I was in my late 20s when I first arrived. And so I thought, well, this is my problem. When I read Ann Landers' article, I read that it had issues with food, compulsive overeating, compulsive undereating, body image. So I joined up with a friend and talked to my friend Linda, and we came to my first OA meeting. And at first I wasn't too keen on it. I thought it wasn't really for me. But I went away and stayed away for a while. And then I came back and by myself without my friend. And I think that was a good thing to do. So I came with myself, and then that led me to be more open to the people that were already there who would come in and talk to me rather than me staying with my friend. So that was in the fall of 1973 when I began. And I guess my statistic, my highest weight was 286. And my lowest is was 7 pounds, 7 ounces. I always say that. That was my lowest when I came into the world. My lowest, I think, as an adult that I felt good around was about 160, which is at this point does not really work for me because I'm almost 81 years old. So that kind of weight does not, 160 is almost anorexic. But this is a picture of me in my Southern California. I'm on the left and my daughter's on the right. My daughter's a blonde and I'm the brown haired person. And we were taken in front of a restaurant in Southern California on Sunset Boulevard by the ocean, but it a restaurant on the water. And I always love that picture because I think we just, you know, it looks so cute with the two of us. And yeah, I really love that photo. I think it's a great photo. I'm not exactly, you know, a lot of times I don't have a great look on my face when I take pictures. So when I have a pleasant look, it's a plus. So, and so right now, I'm really happy right now with my weight because I weighed this morning and I'm in my zone. I have a zone being on maintenance. I have a zone that I have to be in. And so I'm in my zone, which makes me really happy. And I think it's a miracle that I'm actually in my zone because I asked God for the willingness and the ability to stick to my food plan and do what I needed to do to keep in my zone. And just because I'm on maintenance doesn't mean it's a slam dunk. You know, I really have issues, and it's not with those red foods. I don't have issues with the red foods, but other issues with other foods that aren't they aren't a piece of candy or something like that. Sometimes I will have too much of abstinent food. So so I'm very pleased. You know, I asked God for about a week ago, I guess I talked to my sponsor or texter, we talked about it. And she suggested some things and I tried some things. And it seems to be that I'm in a better spot right now on the scale. And I don't want to put too much emphasis on the scale, but the scale is my guide. And I need to, you know, follow along and pay attention to it. So I weigh every Saturday. So let's see. Let's see, where can we go from there? Yeah, so I've had about 3 years of on maintenance, and it'll be I started April 15th, 2020. So in April it'll be 3 years. So yeah. And I think it's a miracle. I think the whole thing is a miracle, but I found the program that I followed, that I was able to come to the meetings, that I was able to come and have enough courage. And I think that's one of our principles in our 12 steps. Number four, our step four is made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. And the principle is courage. And I think that everyone in these rooms has a lot of courage, because it takes a lot of courage to come to your first meeting, a lot of courage to admit that, you know, left to your best devices, I was, you know, 286 pounds. I was almost 300 pounds left to my own devices. And I wasn't, it was totally unable to do anything about it. So anyway, going back to the principles, the step in the beginning, I went to the first meetings, and I realized and I learned, you know, through step one, that I wanted to be honest about it. And I think for me, coming into the meetings, admitting that I was powerless, And that my food was out of hand, my lifestyle was out of hand, and it was just, I really wanted and needed to get some discipline and some order in my life. And I believed in God, which is step two, came to believe in a power greater than ourselves. I've always believed in God from the time I was a tiny girl. But I didn't think that my higher power wasn't really that interested in my weight and in my body size. But I learned that in OA, you know, it's an amazing higher power, mine is, and my higher power is interested in every phase of my life, you know, physical, emotional, spiritual, and also in financial. And I do believe that everything I've gotten has been gifts from God. I believe I've been really blessed with my lifestyle and what I have and my health, and all that I have are gifts from God, and also the gifts from the program. I got so many gifts from the program by attending, by being consistently attending. So admitting that step one, we admitted we are powerless over food and our lives are becoming unmanageable. Well, the best part of step one is the we part. We admitted it. We're a group. We do it together. If I could have done it on my own, I've said this a million times. If I could have done it on my own, I would have done it. But I couldn't. It's a we program, and I needed the support of all the people in the rooms, and I needed the group. And I've learned from being in Overeaters Anonymous and then now that I really am a group person. I really like groups really work for me. It's a good thing for me. Groups work, and I like groups, and I like being with people in groups. So then step two came to believe a power greater than myself could restore us to sanity. And that was the part that I talked about a minute ago about, I believed in God, but I didn't know that I could turn my will and my life and my food over to God. And which is, you know, I just mentioned a few minutes ago that it did work this last couple of weeks when I did turn my food over to God. I did release some weight, which was sort of interesting. And then four, and then three, made a decision, and that's the faith, the principle of faith. And I really want to live my life by the principles of our program as best I can to live my life by the principles, because I think that's the sane and happy way to live. So we make the decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. And I like to do that through prayer and meditation. And I think that's real important. My quiet time is so important for me. And I don't always do it. I'm certainly not perfect, but I do have a little space that I go to, and I light a little candle, and I breathe, and I breathe in love, and I breathe out love and tolerance. I'll breathe in love, and I'll breathe out love. I'll breathe in tolerance. I'll breathe out tolerance. And I also will do the same thing with joy and love and other spiritual principles, and to kind of get myself centered with the breath. I think for me, the breath is really important, and that's how I start my prayers and meditations in the morning. And that seems to work for me. It makes, when I light the candle, I know I'm going into a spiritual place. And even though the spiritual place is in the same place that I watch TV and read my magazines and everything else, it doesn't matter. But because when I light that candle, it means I'm with my higher power. And like I say, it's not always perfect, and some days are better than others. And I talked a minute ago about the courage, and I do believe we all have courage, because, and for, especially for me, I really learned a lot, so much in OA about courage, because, and I think it started with the food, learning to say no. When I came to program and I knew that my program didn't include certain foods, and I was with groups of women, I would have to or want to say no to certain foods. And so that was kind of the beginning about getting a core of values and sticking up for myself and saying, like, no, I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. So that was kind of the beginning of of my path to becoming my own person rather than being an extension of someone else, which I've done in the past, and it hasn't worked out very well. So, you know, the courage to come to the program, the courage to have a food plan, the courage to do my daily writing, the courage to work the tools, you know, it all takes courage, and it's so worth it. It's so worth it. And we all know that, because like, what is it? You come for the vanity and then stay for the sanity kind of philosophy. And that's, you know, I certainly came because I didn't want to look the way I looked, like you could see in that picture. I didn't want to look like that anymore. And so I stayed and released some weight. And then in step six is that willingness. And I think that's, the willingness for me was the willingness to look at my character defects, the willingness to look at myself, and to be gentle and loving and kind with myself. And even though I've got character defects and a lot of things that I don't particularly like about myself, but I'm
that's
able
five to, minutes. Sorry.
I'm able to look at them and I'm able to look at them and say to myself, this is something that I want to change. And I love that part because my higher power gave me the courage to change. My higher power gave me choice. And what kind of a higher power would it be if we had no choices? So we do have the choices. And so I guess I'll kind of skip. I've got to step six in my spiritual principles, but I think I'll just kind of skip around because I only have 5 minutes. And one of the main that I like to talk about is perseverance. I feel like coming to the program and sticking around for all these years has been such a wonderful thing for me, that I was able to learn the principles of OA, that I was able to learn a better way of life, that I was able to accept a better way of life, and then realize that all these gifts were given to me, you know, the gifts of the program and the gifts of my higher power. And that perseverance is such a big part, you know, continue to take personal inventory and continue to look at my life, even when I didn't particularly like what I was looking at. And at this point, I'm working on a step eight. And I've talked to my sponsor about it, and she suggested other ways of doing it. You know, I don't have to harm myself. It's a part. I want to do it. I want to tell the truth, and I want to do it. But I don't want to do stuff that would harm me, because my thing is self love and self care. So I'm working on that, and giving service, I think, is also important. And that's like the number 12. It's really important. To give when I can give with good spirit and good, a good way of giving, not to be that I'm trapped into giving or that I give more than I really can give, but that I can set boundaries around that and give what is appropriate for me at that particular time. So I guess I'll end with this, part from, one day, what is it? For today, the reading, the for today for July 28th. And it says, the principles of this program embodied in the steps and traditions make Overeaters Anonymous a community of loving, caring people whose only goal is freedom from compulsive overeating for themselves and others. And I know in the past I've talked about the freedoms that have come from putting down the food and having not being a slave to food and food behaviors and having some peace around the food. And I think for me, that's been my really one of my main goals, peace around the food. And I think through working the program that is coming, and it gets some days it's better than others. And so I'm really grateful to be here, and thank you for listening, and thank you for asking me to come. And I guess I'll say pass. Have a good day.